time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, we back. You already know what it is. Yet another week in your ear, speaking clear. How Word you doing, up. Brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man.
You know, that's good to hear. That's good.
Sun
to
is
hear.
Out. The weather is whatever. You know, helter skelter, but it's nice. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's a little chillier than it was 3 days ago, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's like that up here. It's a lot chillier than it looks from the window.
Right.
So you could play yourself. You jump out there thinking it's all the way there. Then, nah, shit's not there yet.
Not sweet. Not sweet at all.
Yeah, man. I mean, we at this point again where typically, I've talked about this many a time, at that transition moment where it's like, well, damn, the weather's here, but where is my gear? What am I going to be wearing? What am I going to put on?
The annual.
The annual shit.
Spring, summer dilemma.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go probably do a little shopping tomorrow, see what's what, and see if I can pick a few things up. I'm not the biggest clothes shopping fan, to be totally honest with you.
Right. But, you know, as we always do about this time, you know what I'm saying? It's like you got to plan it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you're going to run through the whole summer just regular, you know? Yeah. And, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, looking like you ain't got no strategy about yourself, you know?
No vision.
You're just out here surviving. And I had to think about that the other day. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know we was going to talk about this, but, you know, it gets to that certain point in the weather where the Scully got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got to part with it, huh?
Yeah, you got to, go. You know what I'm saying, retire the Scully for the season.
That's funny.
And you know, that's almost part of the brand, you know what I mean? Mm. And then, you know, as I'm retiring the Scully, I was going to go get a haircut so I could, you know, rock freely.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot it was Easter.
Oh,
I couldn't even book a goddamn reservation.
Oh, at least you tried to book rather than walk up on some.
Oh, then nah. I don't play that. I ain't got the patience for that type of shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So I pulled out the sponge game, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And, you know, got me some essential oils and got my, you know what I'm saying, trying to get my scalp right and my, you know what I mean, my texture right and my sheen on, you know what I'm saying? Because I think what be missing sometimes, you know, one time I went and got a cut from the barber, mm-hmm. and they, you know, they did, you know, the old school with the spray can type shit. Mm-hmm.
I know exactly.
That shit came out looking glossy and flossy.
Uh huh. Yes, sir.
I like,
gotta go get a can.
I'm like, wait a minute. Gotta go get a can.
Yes. So, yes.
That was my first step. I went and bought me a can of the.
Uh-huh. Yeah, put some wax on your tires.
You know what I'm saying? got me a little can of sheen. Mm-hmm. And then, I step, no, I ain't got no lineup, no nothing. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But you know, I put the sponge on it and the sheen, mm-hmm. sheened up my beard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, how you sheen the beard?
I got like some, you know what I'm saying, some I don't know the name. My wife be buying all kinds
I thought you went with the spray on the beard.
Nah, I ain't going to. Yeah, I don't want to break out my face now. Come on now. I know
fucking Ramo.
No.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, in Brooklyn they got a store Nicholas, I think Talib Kweli
Mom. Gifts.
Yeah, Talib Kweli Mom on it. And they
really?
Got all. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, so what she used to, I'm not sure, you know, back in the day that was her spot. I'm not sure she's still on it, but they got all of the soap and the oils and the, you know, incense and the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All of the stuff for your hair, that type shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, she be getting shit like that from places like that. So I got that's for my beard. You know what I'm saying? So I sheened myself up and, you know, put the sponge on it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, it ain't so bad with the, you know what I'm saying, no lineup game. My hairline still holding strong. You know what I'm saying? You know, people around the office think, you know, seem to believe I had some type of receding hairline or bald spot or something. So, you know what I'm saying? It was quite surprising when I took the scully off. Nigga like, oh, shit.
You know? Oh, yeah.
I
thought you was hiding.
Yeah, thought I was hiding something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Yeah.
So that was the first step in like, oh, shit, the weather changing now. You know what I'm saying? You can't just mm-hmm. throw on a crew neck or hoodie. You know right. what I mean? You got to figure some shit out. And so I don't know which direction I'm going, but it's time to start figuring it out. You got any new ideas? You seen anything new out here these days?
I haven't. You know, it's so interesting to that. And I'm going to double back because I got a couple questions about what you said. But to that point, I don't think I'm as perceptive in that realm as I think I am. Even when I talk to you, you'll be peeping shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, they wearing that, da-da-da-da-da. I can see certain shit. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything right this minute, but I'll see certain shit. But when I'm talking to some people, and not even fashion people, but just very perceptive people, I'm like, damn, baby, I just don't see the shit. Because they be like, they be saying shit like, they be talking, they be referencing album covers and be like, yeah, he had the threes on in that cover. And if you peep it, he had the Gucci link on and the da 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 da. Or like, you know, I'm not that guy. Like,
See, all that shit is its own language. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, especially when you start talking about the jewelry and shit like that. All that speaks to a certain language, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you a certain type of people rock certain type of accessories, you know what I'm saying? Or if you, it's just like, you know, it's symbols of different things, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, you know, last few years, you know, the Van Cleef necklaces has been hot for like the chicks. And and like, you know what I'm saying? There's some shit you don't see until you see it. And when you round a certain group of people, you be like, oh shit, they got that too. Then you see somebody, oh shit, she one of them motherfuckers. Then it's almost like a fraternity of right. mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? The Cartier bracelet, you know what I mean?
I've seen both that.
Men and women. That was shit was invisible to me for years until I was with somebody, had them on, and then somebody they met came, met us, they had it on. Then you start looking around like, God damn. Everybody right. got the Cartier memo but me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So all that shit is its own language, is that type of stuff. But what you do around it, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, you just throw that shit on as an accent, and then you build around, you know, what all the other shit you got going on
mm-hmm.
around
mm-hmm.
your own flavor. Then you just throw shit on just to let niggas know that you understand the language. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's like, you know, being in a foreign land and you American, you don't speak their language, but you got a few words for them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hola, ¿cómo está? Ha, ha. You know what I'm saying? Being, nigga, being. Then they, you know what I'm saying? They feel like you're trying. You know what I'm saying? Feel
Pedro
like, you know.
Air Albano.
Yeah, like, okay, like that, yeah. Muhammad, cool. Mm-hmm. I like that motherfucker. He don't speak no Spanish, but that nigga cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. It's like, you know, let a motherfucker know you know a little something about what's happening. Now, I ain't got none of that shit, but
but at least you peeping it. At least you see it. At least you know, you're aware of the stuff. Now that you say some of that stuff, I've seen some of that stuff, but I'm not like, some people, they know how to like, editorialize it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
They could give you like a full-on trend report, what's going on, what's played out, what is, you know what I mean? Like, and they know what's the next look, all of that. Mm-hmm. It is more, it comes across, seems like very innate, you know? Like, I'm like, damn, how you know that? You know, and it's something, it really feels like, and it's almost like rhythm, you know what I mean? Because it's hard for a lot of these type of people to really explain it. They'd be like, I just be looking. You know, it's that simple. I just be looking. You're like, all right, fair enough. I guess I'm not looking hard enough. I guess my third eye is closed when it comes to that type of shit. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna. Oh, you know, interesting enough, I've been talking about this too recently. I'll watch. You ever heard of the People Gallery?
Mm-mm.
It's an Instagram page, and it's this cat, and he's always interviewing various people, a lot of like notables, but various people like in the streets based on their outfits or whatever. Mm-hmm. Describe your fit. You know, where you from? What's your name? Where you from? And they say whatever. Describe your fit. And then he be gassing them. He the best hype man ever. You know, because that is so integral to a fit. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? It was like, okay, it's a lot of that. You right. know what I mean? Oh, I see you. Ooh, don't play with him. All of that type of shit, right?
Yeah, I actually have seen this dude.
Okay, yeah, he's killing it, right? So, what I've been noticing, and not just him, but like a lot of these places, and it's been forever, but it just seems like, I don't know, maybe it's just amped up or it's on my timeline more, but like everybody is, you know, it's vintage. Right. You know what I'm saying? This is vintage. This is such and such.
Right, right,
I've
right.
never, ever in my entire life had the patience or the vision for real vintage shopping. or on top of that, not even the patience, the patience, the vision, and also what's the word? I'm not as open to it. You know? Like I'm not as open to just
would it feel just, like a costume?
It not even just feel like a costume. And that all sometimes the funny thing is it feels like a costume when it's doing it right and when it's doing
right.
it wrong.
Right.
Right. But it feels like I was saying this on stage. I'm like, because when people say it's vintage, it just sounds sophisticated. I feel like you got to be like, yo, this is Larry's old shirt. Because that's what it feel like to me. It felt like another person's shit that they ain't want no more. And you found it. And hopefully you took it to the laundromat or to the cleaners and got it, you know, got it spiffed back up or whatever. And now you've given it a new life.
Right.
But I've never, and that's just overall, you know, and just in life overall, I'm going to say, I would have to say damn near across the board, I'm not part of the pre-owned life. Even right. if it's gently used, that's right. not for me. I kind of want to put the yeah. creases in my sneakers. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Yeah, all of that. This yeah. is the only sweat stain came through was mine, you know?
Right, right, right. Nigga don't want no residual DNA jumping off the fabrics.
Mm-hmm. None of that. But I see a lot of people with the vintage, and it's always like, it seems to always be vintage high level shit. Oh, it's vintage Balenciaga. This is vintage right. Comme des Garçons. This is some Hedy Slimane era, such and such. And it's always, and it makes me, because I was talking to somebody about vintage, and they were like, they ain't never really come across a lot of that shit. I don't know. Some of these people going to certain places, whatever. Maybe it's being well curated.
Right.
But it also makes me think that maybe these people, there's this thing sometimes that kind of slowed down a little bit, but it flares up every so often where like if there's a particularly hot sneaker, right? Mm-hmm. That's like hot at the moment, it's real hard to get and it's like current, you know? And somebody will be like, I was just at the Nike outlet in Salt Lake City and look what I came up on. And it's like, is that bullshit? Was that seated there to give those outlet goers or those vintage buyers false hope just to keep that vintage market afloat? Almost like the stock market. I cashed right. out, you know, whatever.
Right.
Where you stand on vintage and
like you said, you had to have a vision for vintage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And again, the patience to go search and seek. I don't like that type shit.
No.
I like the, this is my methodology. I like the window shop, know mm-hmm. where it's at, what it costs, you know what I'm saying, what I'm dealing with. I like to go back. You know what I'm saying? you know, make sure the funds is in the right place for what I need to go get. I'd like to walk straight in that motherfucker, grab that bitch, and walk out. That's how I like to do shit.
A good casing cop.
Yeah, casing cop. That is a great summation of my style, because I ain't got time to be floating around. I'm hungry now. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm distracted. Yeah. Now I'm hangry. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can't deal with the reps. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to do none of that. I'm the type of motherfucker walking the mall. Salespeople already know. They either if it's on the cop day, they know I'm coming to cop.
Right.
If it's on the, you know what I'm saying? If it's on the case, they already know this nigga ain't buying today. You know what I'm saying? It's my energy. You know what I'm saying? It's eat out oil.
Yeah.
So with vintage, you gotta have, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to go to a spot knowing that you might not leave with nothing. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Fishing.
And then you got to go to another place. No, I ain't doing that. Then you got to have vintage stuff to go with the vintage stuff that you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to buy a vintage wardrobe in a day. You know, that is stockpiling. That is planning it out. That is curating. And there's people that do that shit well.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't I don't own nothing vintage that wasn't mine 10 years ago.
You know right.
All my vintage is my old shit.
It's by default. Exactly. Yo, that's true as shit. Oh, you know man.
I got some pieces from 15, 19 years. I got some iceberg shit that I don't know where the fuck I'm going to wear because I don't have no other pieces to go with it.
You gotta wear it now because you done talked about that iceberg shit a few times.
Nigga, I ain't going to wear it.
People need to see it.
I'm trying to fucking sell it.
Oh, man.
To somebody who know how to do it, who would do justice to a Scooby-Doo-ass butter lover jacket.
Yeah, I get that, too. ASAP or Rihanna.
I don't know what to do with a Scooby-Doo jacket, my nigga.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm grown as fuck walking around with Scooby-Doo on my chest.
Yeah, it's tough. Pieces. That's the other thing. Niggas say shit like that when it's vintage. This piece here, everything's a piece. I remember pieces though, but you know where I first got introduced to people being very persnickety about their fashion was just way back in the days with lowlifes.
Right.
You know, like they'd be one of the first people to call lists a piece. Or they would say, what was the word they would use instead of just a regular shirt? I can't think of the name. But it was something about the fabric. I can't, it's escaping me right now. But it would be like, I got a piece. I got a knit. You know what I mean? Like, just like very precise what's going on and da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know, you just see it. And I always take my hat off to those type of people because it's an art. It's an art, especially when you do it right, you know. You got a good level of vision and a whole lot of patience to really get that off. But something else that I had a thought that you said. It'll come back. It'll come back.
I mean, I did search for those Nike Considereds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I had them on the first run, the joints Jeff Staple designed and shit, which, you know, is a silhouette that I could track that silhouette up to the current day Yeezy silhouette. Because I think that same Nike team left with Kanye. But I love those shoes when I, you know what I'm saying, when I had them the first time, you know what I mean? And then I just wore them till, you know, then couldn't wear them no more. And then I spent some time trying to eBay, but it was only some used boys. Again, I'm not fucking with the used boy. And then 2019, I found, a new pair that's been just on ice.
And, on eBay or just
eBay? On eBay. Okay. Old school eBay. Old school. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You know that StockX shit, that shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Flim flammery.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And so I copped the boys off of eBay. They came in the mail, crispy. I rock them to this day. And they good conversation starters. I wore them maybe 3 days ago.
That's good. What's the sole, man? Sole is a different sole. It's not like your regular Nike sole, right?
Nah, nah, it's a different sole. It's okay. It's some all no glue ass, you know.
Got it.
Eco-friendly type shit.
Right. That was the concern. Like, that's the thing sometimes with some of these older kicks. Mm-hmm. You know, the soles are just give way on your ass.
Yeah, nah, I know it's a string that connect all of the leather pieces together.
Okay.
I'm not sure what connect. I think it may be like sewing that connects the sole. So it's not like glue. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where that glue dry up and just flop off your foot.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole nother conversation piece. Right. Where the rest of your shoe?
That's why down there ain't no such thing as a vintage Air Force One. That sole, nah. That sole will chuck away on your ass.
Yeah, you got to put that in some Pahang glass. That is an heirloom piece. That is not to be worn no more.
In plastic.
Yeah, exactly. Like
grandma's couch.
Uh-huh. Hell yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, spring has sprung. It's time to get at it. What else is good with you?
That's it, man. You know, I've been considering what I'm going to do to Merlot for the summer.
Mm, you know? What's the thought?
Well, you know, the thought is always to drop it and put the rims on it.
Oh, okay.
But it's still a thought right now.
Okay.
You know, that college is collagen.
yeah. I can dig it.
But, you know, I do have a couple. I'm going to get the inside of the roof done. Like the, forget what they call that shit. Your lining, your roof liner. Your roof liner.
Your headliner.
Your headliner. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm going to get a new headliner in there. Make sure that shit is tight and right. I got a couple.
It ain't droopy. Yeah, you don't do little drapery.
Yeah. It ain't drooping, but it do have a spot where, you know what I'm saying?
A little loose.
It's a loose spot now.
Yeah. It looked like
where they was, you know what I'm saying, doing something to the sunroof. They, you know what I'm saying? Okay. They probably just tucked it instead of doing what they was supposed to do. So I'm going to get the roof liner done. That's easy. And then make sure that all of my stitching in my seats is all... You know what I mean? All perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of loose strings that need to be, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, we'll see what we're doing about these rims and drops, you know?
Let me ask you something. Because I got some car consideration going on too, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've always, always heard that's kind of, kept me, like with older cars, especially exotic cars, they say that maintenance can be crazy. It's like my friend says, it's cool, and then next thing you know, you're just off a cliff. Mm-hmm. And it's just like one thing after another. Now, I know you just had this one situation.
Mm-hmm.
Since you've had Merlot, what has the maintenance frequency been? Has it been like a burden, or has it been pretty much... easy breezy? Like, what's your experience?
I look at it like this, man. I'm still coming in cheaper than a Toyota Corolla.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So
that makes sense.
So I had the car 3 years, man. I may have put about what, boom, six, seven, probably about 11,000 in it.
Mm.
Just doing all of the lines and all of the, you know, all of the real shit. You do your regular maintenance. I'm not counting your regular maintenance, oil change, tune-up type shit, which is probably about 1,100, you know what I'm saying, when you fully do it all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's every 30,000 miles you're doing?
No, no, that is like...
Or 3,000, probably every 3,000 miles.
No, like, so you get... This shit done changed because they make different kind of oil now. You know what I'm saying? So that synthetic lasts a lot longer. You doing that once a year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the whole kit and caboodle. Like the first time I did all spark plugs and all of, you know what I'm saying? All that type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But now you're doing the oil, you're doing your filters, you know what I mean? Getting your brakes done, shit like that. That's your normal ass maintenance that you're going to do on any car. Mm-hmm. Like, but what I put into it outside of just your normal shit is probably about 10, 11.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I spent about 5 doing all of the brake lines and all that shit. Then I spent another 5 doing, like, some work on the transmission and other little shit that need to be done. Mm-hmm. But the shit ride, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no problems out that car.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker pulled up to the light next to me. Boy, if you keep that oil, you keep that oil change, boy, that shit will ride forever. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's type of conversation you have at the light. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when I think about it like that, it'd be like, you know, I pay 8 for it, put another 10 in it, 11 minutes. Okay. What's that? That's 19.
Yeah.
Let's cool 20, right?
Uh-huh.
You ain't even getting to use Toyota Corolla.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, I can dig it. I can dig it.
So all these cars, the new cars got shit too. Now, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like you're gonna get away from maintenance.
I think the thing is, when you got the new car, you just got the warranty situation. So that's the little umbrella. Because then it don't hit you as hard, you know.
When they hit you with one of them numbers, it's shocking. Mm-hmm. Now you ain't got to do it.
Of course not. You don't. But you almost kind of do.
Right. If you got some pride in your shit, you gonna do it.
It's gonna be a lifestyle change. Yeah.
Right. So, you know. You could ride that shit. You know, there's some shit you could get away with, and then you know what I mean. But when you got that type of car, you don't want to start doing that type of shit because
get raggedy fast.
Yeah, that's when all that one thing after another start happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the thing is, when you do something, you know, like when you got good people working on the shit, they gonna be looking and making sure they, you know, when we was up under that, you know, we seen, you know, that's when you're like, nigga, I ain't asked you to start seeing shit now. You know what I'm saying? Shit now. Yeah, that shit gonna be okay.
Right.
But you know, they do write it in your notes, like when you give you that receipt, they tell, you know, suggested shit to do.
Right.
Yeah. But that's how I came in. I wanted to know all the shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
And like I said, the shit they was talking about the last time, it was some shit they told me when I first took it to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can live with it, it's going to be okay, but, you know what I'm saying, if you really want to have your shit together, you might want to, you know what I'm saying, think about this transmission. I'm like, man, this transmission rides smooth to me, God damn it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then it ain't.
Yeah.
It ain't never gave me no problems to where it was like, oh, shit, this shit fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, I told my shit up, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Got it. All right.
That's good. You know, it's something to, you know, you had to consider. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
All these shits, like, you know, everybody, you know, I saw Meek Mill talking about, you know what I'm saying, not letting his niggas hold his cars and shit. Like niggas who ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, well, I'm gonna let you drive this Rolls Royce, man. Brakes on this motherfucker cost $5,000. So, you know what I'm saying? You ride around smashing my brakes all hard, nigga, you ain't gonna be able to fix them motherfuckers, man.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Not at all. Yeah, it's gonna be a problem. Yeah. Oh, man.
So, you know, I look at it like that, man. You know, it has brought value. It has brought more value than I put in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said, you have regular cars, you know. You have, you know what I mean? And you just get from point A to point B. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And most times you're like, you know, this motherfucker, I can't wait to get a new car.
Mm-hmm. You know?
But that ain't the experience. You get in that shit, it's like sitting in a museum. You pull up, you know what I'm saying? You have conversations. It's like people that talk to me that don't normally talk to me. I've been me a long motherfucking time. And I know the type of people that just strike up a conversation with me. And these don't be them. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
And it's all walks of life, all different kinds of people. Yes, people just remembering the time. You know, is you got the car nerds who nerd out on the year, make, model of what that particular brand was doing in the technology part and the engineering part, all mm-hmm. that. So, you know, niggas just pull up to the light, give you the thumbs up. That, you know what I'm saying? That's good for your day. You know? Mm-hmm. It's morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, nigga pull up next to you in another vintage and give you the thumbs up. You're like, oh, shit. That's what's up.
You and the crew.
Right.
Has it gotten you, have you become a little bit more informed of your car and that era and that technology since you've had it?
Yeah, most definitely. Again, niggas gonna tell you, you know what I'm saying?
Whether you want to or not.
Right, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? First time I was in a store and I'm walking out the store, it's like four white boys, like older white men, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Middle aged white men, mm-hmm. just walking around the motherfucker looking all up in it. And I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, sir. You know what I'm right. saying? I was like, oh man, this is nice, man. Hey, did you know that this particular model of Benz, they put the most man hours of any Mercedes in this particular model? It's like they just over-indexed on technology. And then, you know, I didn't know that.
Right.
But then when you get in it and you realize, like, damn, the motherfucking seats pull out for you. I mean, the seat belts pull out for you automatically. It had power seats. The shit had seat warmers in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. shit got a lot of stuff. And this, like, this is a 1985, nigga. 85, nigga, I remember rolling windows down with my hand.
Yeah, you know absolutely.
It's like, this shit did have a lot of technology when you look at it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. It's like, but I wouldn't have paid that no attention, you know what I'm saying, right. until you had those types of conversations. Mm-hmm. And you just never realized, I just never realized the car fraternity, really. You know what I'm saying? It's like, uh-huh. it's like, you know what I mean? It's really like a boys club. Yeah. And niggas be like, yeah, okay, that's what's up. Now you want more. You want more of the motherfuckers. You want different kinds. You want to be in the conversation.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how you come in there.
Like Carlos Miller from 85 South came through mm-hmm. studio. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they was talking about how he got 200 old schools.
I didn't know he had that many. I know he had a lot. Damn, 200? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Yeah,
I'm like,
some Jay Leno shit.
When they said that, I can see exactly how that happens. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you getting money. You know what I mean? It's like, it's more fun than just going to buy a new car. To source the parts, to find the shits, get your shit painted how you want it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bring shit back to all the way back to glory. Like, when you watch somebody like Trick Daddy do his dunks and shit,
mm-hmm.
like, that nigga love that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Yeah, if you don't love it, it's gonna be a
burden.
Unfinished puzzle. Yeah.
This shit is a burden.
Absolutely. That shit gonna be sitting there with half the fender gone. Yeah, man. I got a friend of mine who's into that type of shit. And it's a whole nother language. They just know shit. His shit is race cars.
Right.
Like, he'll get all types of bodies. He got some type of body from Japan that was illegal to have for a while. Now it's available, and you know, now it's just worth like four times what he paid and all of this other shit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fly. It's fly when you know, it's just like anything else that people are passionate about. Mm-hmm. It's infectious. So much so that you or me, I might think, hey, I'm passionate about this too, it seems. Until I'm
into that maintenance bill here.
Hell yeah. You like, oh nah, this ain't even what I was in. I don't like this. This bullshit. I ain't feeling this at all.
But so, then you sitting there like, okay, do I give away the car? Do I sell a motherfucker? Mm. Or do I go ahead and get these motherfuckers this $4,000-$5,000? And get this shit fixed.
Right.
That really be it. You be in that motherfucker like, shit, I'm going to have to put this motherfucker to rest.
Yeah. I'm about to shoot my horse.
Right. But it's like having a dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, my son got a dog. He don't need no dog. He can't mm-hmm. afford no dog. For real. He ain't mm-hmm. got time for no dog. But then when you suggest giving the dog away, oh, no, then he going to have a fit. Like, mm-hmm. Nah, not my dog.
Mm-hmm. I love that dog. Yeah, from afar. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit, you know.
So one dog is cool. Right. There's a difference between a person that's got a lot of animals and they look like they well taken care of, and then there's that one house on the block that just got a whole lot of strays. I don't like that. That just, that aesthetic is not where I'm at. And there's that the house that got a few different cars in various stages of repair.
Of disarray.
Of disarray. Yeah, it's the opposite of sheen. You right. know what I mean? So, hey.
This shit just never get done.
Uh-huh, yeah. Shit like a group home for cars. You know. I'm cool on that.
Cause it be a nigga, that nigga with the dream. Like, nigga, I'm gonna have it, boy. I'm gonna kill these niggas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some cats do. You just gotta know. You gotta know your vision.
That's why I gotta control. I control myself. I know.
I
can't really do a whole another car project yet. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? That's why I keep the one project that I got good and clean. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, clean sheen, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Sometimes sheen is all you need, man.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta have no extra shit on it. But that shit got to be clean. If you keep it clean, it'll change the whole dynamic of whatever it is. You could be right now. Somebody right now listen to this shit in 2006, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they mad. They, you know what I'm saying? They talking bad about the car that's getting them from point A to B. You know what I'm saying? They can't wait to trade that motherfucker and get something new. When really, they just need a car wash.
TLC.
whole little car with a suit, a good detail. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The rug vacuumed out real good and shampooed and you know what I'm saying? Some gloss on your tires.
Yep.
You're like, man, this shit all right. Yeah, fuck out of here. I don't know what the fuck nobody talking about, nigga.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
So, you know, people get obsessed with like, oh, that ain't the new body.
But yeah, man, come on.
When people got whatever body and they take care of that shit a lot of times be trumping the new body that a nigga just got dirty.
Uh-huh, yeah. Stayed in shape.
You know what I'm saying?
Like them Essence magazines. I don't know if they still do that issue where it'd be like, how old do you think this woman is? She'd be like, 81. She looked 43, yeah.
God damn.
Like, wow. Oh, shit, man.
Yeah,
man. Shout out to all the people that don't have cars that get out your car and slam the door real hard. Don't like that shit. Don't like that shit. Like, you don't have no sensitivity. You don't know. That shit feels so aggressive. Like, yo, wait a minute. Take it easy.
Well, when you keep your shit clean, you know what I'm saying? Niggas will accept your rules. Like, hey, listen.
Now you gotta say it. You gotta say, yo, slow that down. Slow that down. Take it easy. Now this shit, like, it's an airplane.
You don't keep your shit right. You keep your shit junky and shit. Niggas gonna treat your shit just like it look.
Yeah, that's the worst. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Yeah, I had somebody I know. Stop smoking cigars based off of that. They were smoked cigars a lot. And they gave a ride to somebody. And then I guess while it was in mid-ride maybe, or maybe it was post-ride, they heard about it or something like that. It was like, it just smelled like an ashtray. Nobody want to hear that. You like, hell no. This smelled like an ashtray. That was enough. Like, No more. That changed things up. Oh, man. Speaking of TLC, this is a stretch of a transition. I just saw the movie 1001, the A.V. Rockwell film with Tiana Taylor.
Yeah, I got to watch that.
Yeah, it's good. I enjoyed it, man. I it's really good. I like the way that it was. First off, I like the way that it was shot.
Mm-hmm.
I like the story. The story was pretty good. The story was compelling. Had a little twist at the end. I didn't even realize until the very, until after the fact, having a conversation, I didn't even realize why the story, I mean, why the film was named what it was. Mm-hmm. So I was like, at what point? So what's going on? And then it was like, oh, okay, that's
all right. Okay, now don't get too deep. I want to actually watch
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, you know me. I ain't going to spoil it. I'm just hitting you like some surface shit. Once you said you want to see it, you want to see it. I ain't going to give you too much. I'll just say, yeah, I enjoyed it. When you do see it, we should chop it up about it.
I'll find it this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's it playing in New York?
It's playing a lot of places in New York, to be totally honest with you. I just saw it at Magic Johnson.
Oh, right.
You know, just because, you know, it's in Harlem and all that. I was like, you know, let me go ahead and do that. But it's playing at the BAM. It's playing at the BAM. AMC has got it at damn near all of their all their locations. Nighthawk has it out in Brooklyn as well. Yeah, it's not that limited. It's playing in the art house spots and the it's everywhere. It's okay. One of them. It's wide everywhere. Release. Yeah.
I gotta come. I gotta come to New York, so I'm probably checking out at Alamo.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So I mean, speaking of watching, and you know, what I'm saying?
It's a lot of shit going on.
Looking at things.
It's a lot of things going on, a lot of shows. I mean, we might have to add something to the rotation.
Right.
But it's a lot of shows. Go ahead.
I did get further along on Swarm. Okay. I get what's going on. I'm probably on 5 or something like that.
Okay. All right. You almost there.
Yeah. So I am caught up on, I mean, not caught up, but I get Swarm a lot more than I did off that first episode. I ain't know what was going on. Then caught up on Succession because that was, you know what I'm saying, that was one of my shows.
Ooh-wee! Yeah, go ahead.
Them niggas is acting their ass off over there.
Man, this last episode was a fucking doozy. Go ahead.
And then, of course, you know, we over here with Tariq, who got him a new car.
Did he?
Yeah, nigga. Tariq got a car.
I didn't even pay attention.
Nigga got a whole Porsche, nigga. That nigga went from nothing to the whole shebang.
I didn't even pay attention. I didn't even notice that shit Tariq got. That's how on foot he beat it. I didn't even notice he jumped into a whip.
Yeah, he got out of a whip. You know what I'm saying? Maybe Effie, you know what I'm saying, shamed him into going to buy him a whip.
Get out of here. Okay. I got to pay attention. I got to rewatch.
Tariq got him a car.
Okay. So where you want to go? You want to stay in Queens?
We might as well stay in Queens right quick.
Okay. All right. Let's do Queens. What happened in this episode? This was
a lot going on.
Yeah, like I said, and I saw it in the preview. That's why I said it. You know, Noma and them are moving the goalposts. You know,
yeah, niggas got a new challenge every week. This shit is Survivor. Like,
absolutely. That's exactly what a fucking reality show. Move guns.
Right.
So now they had to move some guns.
Right.
Drew
and his grinder. Grinder connect.
Cousin. Yeah, right. Yeah. Grinder play cousin. Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They figuring out the plays because, you know, Drew want to be back on top. You know what I'm saying? He don't understand how Kane getting to call shots and then put Lorenzo in his motherfucking place.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know the play. He knows something up, but he don't know how. So he trying to work his way back in.
Mm-hmm.
So a little grinder trying to help him. You know, if you move this, you know what I'm saying, they got to respect you.
Mm-hmm. I happen to know some racists that are looking for some guns.
This diversity hires is a motherfucker.
Yeah, this is a lot. This is, I don't know about this one. This is going to be very interesting. Get him some AKs, a bunch of racists that, you know what I'm saying? How you finagle that? But all right, so he hits him with the situation. Drew brings it back. They like, fuck it, let's do it. Mm-hmm. But no, Drew, you can't go. You know what I'm saying? After that, you done brought it to the table. Sorry, son, you got to stay home. You know what I mean? So Lorenzo and Kane go out there seemingly alone. They set up, they have Braden be the white face.
Right.
In the deal. Braden stays sloppy. He wasn't that sloppy, but he just don't all the way be on point. He's not as sloppy as he typically was, but he should have kind of had his head a little bit on a swivel. He ain't realize he was being surveilled by those cats. I mean, it's the age of the camera phone, so it's a lot easier to get photos of people. It's not like the old school, you know, point and shoot. So they tail Braden to the little economy motel, you know, and then they got all of this new artillery. So they like, well, let's bust it out now.
Right. And Kane slipping. He want to stay and count the money.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, like, what you going to do? Go track him down?
Right. Right. Yeah, that don't make no sense.
The deal is done, nigga. Yeah. Go home. But they had to shoot it out. You know what I'm saying? Two little, you know what I'm saying, water pistols versus all the AK.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I'm saying, here come the grind mobile. Lighting shit up.
Getting it off. God drive damn. By.
Drew will kill some shit, I tell you.
Oh, Drew's a killer. Drew's a killer. We got to do a body tally because there might be some sleeper killers. Drew's up because Drew was, it's always the reluctant killers that, you know, it's like crackheads. It's like at first you would have never thought, but once they get a taste, it's hard for them to stop. They go crazy. So, yeah.
Right. So, Drew out here killing shit up. Mm-hmm. You know? So, they came through the rescue. You know what I'm saying? Shot shit up. Kane gave his Lorenzo a pass after he saved his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Jumped in front of the bullet for him. You know what I mean? Not jumped in front of the bullet, but pulled him out of the way. And then, let him retreat. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father. You know what I'm saying? I take it a little easy on you. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're right in my book. Yeah.
Right. You all right. You know what I'm saying? You good. Mm-hmm. You a real G.
Right. I'm curious how long that's going to last. If it's conditional or what? Because I'm sure Kane having say-so.
Right.
You know.
Right. So. But, you know, all this shit finna fall apart soon because I don't think they're going to be able to keep that nothing a secret on the Power Universe.
Yeah, nah, it don't make no sense. Yeah. A lot of shit going. That's going to fall apart. That's going to come to light. So is Lauren and Effie, or Lauren and Braden. That whole thing's going to come to light. All these little secrets.
Right.
Yeah. I'm curious how that's going to go.
Yeah, that shit going to fuck shit up.
Yeah. Fuck shit up. And they just be throwing them little Lauren scenes in just to show her getting stirred up.
Right.
She's like, moved on without me. Look at this. Can you believe this? Babe, you're dead. You're dead. Life is for the living. I hate to say it. I won't be harsh, but they think you 6 feet under.
Right. And Tyreek don't even know. Tyreek, you know what I'm saying? He don't know about the play.
Wait. But he does know that Lauren is dead, though, right? Oh, I guess.
Yeah, he knows he's dead, but he thinking from an accident. He don't think that they killed
him. Okay. But, it's also weird about that. They feel like a bit of a hole on that one. Because, first of all, Lauren's family seemed very thorough, you know. If she dead, they ain't get no autopsy, they ain't get no body to bury.
They ain't got nobody.
Yeah, and I don't feel like they're going to just let it go like that.
They ain't have enough diversity money for that. They need to use that money on hillbillies and, you know what I'm
hilarious.
Saying? And all the other, things. You can't even use it on her parents, nigga. No. Niggas don't care about that. They just care about the action.
Right. They ain't worried about that. Nobody's gonna due diligence. Yeah,
so nobody's complaining of not seeing an educated black family.
We just flipped Red Man. You know what I'm saying? What do they care?
Snickers not paying attention to that. I assure you. I assure you. They're paying more attention to the Chanel jackets than they are Lauren's parents. Okay?
Right. That's true as fuck.
Get out your feelings.
Get Tarika Porsche. They don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck. Now they're paying attention that he's walking. Okay, let's give him something to talk about.
Oh, shit. What else went down on this one?
Oh, shit. Monet set the cop up.
Yeah, it was interesting.
No, I'm saying.
I seen that coming. That cop, to be so persistent and, you know, he's slow. Like, how you didn't see that coming? How did
overzealous. Overzealous.
Mm-hmm. Way too overzealous. Yeah.
Overplayed his hand.
He out the picture. He out the picture.
He done.
Mm-hmm. Monet gonna walk off that. But, another development. Monet now found out, looks like Lorenzo might have killed up. So that is coming out.
Yeah, that's coming
out. She had the folder. She caught in the folder.
She got the fingerprint. That's a foregone conclusion, as they would say.
Which is interesting that Davis didn't even look at that. Right. He's like, yo, did you look at this file? I mean, I skimmed through it. Damn, Davis, ain't you the lawyer? What's going on with your skim game? You skimming through one is the deal. But he skimmed so much, he didn't even realize his brother changed. He got a whole new brother he concerned about. Oh, man. But anyway, so Monet got that. That's going to be interesting to see what the fallout's going to be from that. And I'm curious if, you know, because then that answers the question, because it shook up the whole family from Diane to everybody, Dre, Diane, Monet. They all like, yo, why the fuck is Lorenzo so, you know, like, why is he yielding so much to Kane? So now when Monet finds out Kane knew that Lorenzo killed, what's my man's name? Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
She got to feel a certain type of way.
Right.
Because he held that from her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they're going to deal with that. Maybe they are. But even if they do, it's going to just be a fussing. She's going to fuss.
Nah, she'll kill Lorenzo about Zeke.
She'll kill Lorenzo. I'm talking about with Kane. Lorenzo's good enough. He's good as dead. He's going to die before the end of the season, I think. But I don't think she's going to kill Kane. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to do all, she's going to kill Lorenzo and she's just going to be mad at Kane. And she's going to do her, you know, her Monet, you know, curse out. You know what I'm saying? That she do, she do every episode, even if the stakes is that high. How you ain't tell me? I'm not talking to you, Kane. Take me home. Yeah.
Yeah, she'll cut your ass out, do all kind of wild shit. Just like, are you going to do this for me or what?
Yeah, exactly.
I got to think about this.
You know what I'm saying? You shit it on me. Oh, shit.
That happened. That's Queens. What else? That was about it.
That was about it. It looks like
we had the black man on Wall Street. Tariq had to go through another survivor challenge to get him back into the fold. You know.
Yeah, he gonna build him.
Blah, blah, whatever.
They closing in. They found out about the rooftop. We'll see what happens with that. I mean,
the only person using that is Effie.
Right, but they linked Diane to it. Remember when they were saying, like, we seen Diane on the rooftop.
But she ain't been using it.
She's not using it, but if they're going, because they said we're going to put some cameras on the rooftop. Right. So if they put some cameras on the rooftop, they're going to catch Effie.
Yeah, they're going to catch Effie.
Yeah, so there's that. Mm-hmm. That could happen. Yeah, it was whatever, but it was more power was power. I'll say this, and now that you up on Succession, I'll say between Succession and Snowfall, I want to say, so far, I believe this was the best episode of this entire season of Snowfall, this most recent, to me. The pacing was good. The stakes were there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a lot of bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it had some suspense going into it.
They kept it narrow and focused. You know what I'm saying? Because the time was ticking. You know what I'm saying? They done played this whole season for these last, You know what I'm saying? In 2 days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same in succession. In 3 days, you're going to sell this company. Everybody know that ain't happening.
Yeah. That's true.
That is. You know. So, yeah, Snowfall, they had the time contingency. Everybody trying to make their play. Oso trying to get up out of Dodge. Franklin trying to get Teddy. You know what I mean?
Teddy trying to get Franklin.
Teddy trying to get Franklin. DEA trying to get Teddy. Shit, and probably Franklin.
And Oso, yeah.
Yeah, they trying to get everybody. KGB trying to get Teddy and the CIA. So everybody coming to this crossroad.
And the baby coming. And the baby coming finally.
The baby coming? Was that a miscarriage?
Oh, I didn't catch that, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't even see her showing to be for the baby to be coming.
Well, yeah, she ain't shown. But it felt like, I took it more like she was going into labor, but then maybe it could be a miscarriage because she, them contractions definitely stopped and she was looking sad by the phone. So maybe that's what happened. I'm not positive. But it was almost as if they heard us talking about, well, where's the baby at? So they had to do a little reminder. Oh, yeah, no, she's still with child. I'll say this. And then you go ahead with what I'll say this. This one simple device pulled me in. Because I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, I'm not invested in any of these people, really.
Right.
But the fact
that. I think
the fact that everybody, every character kissed their lady. You know what I'm saying? On some old I'll be back type shit. This nigga proposed. This motherfucker kissed his lady. The baby coming. This motherfucker kissed his lady. Yo, go ahead. Everybody took just that little device where everybody kissed their woman. I was like, okay, fuck it then. I'm here for it. Now I want to see what's what. You know what I mean? I even was invested in Teddy. Not that I want him to win, but I was like, all right. I'm interested in everything. They got something to lose.
I thought you was talking about another device that they used that, you know what I'm saying?
What was that?
When they put the noose on Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're saying now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, okay, now I can't not root for Franklin now.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Not to jump to the end part, but.
I mean, shit.
How the hell they let the nigga hang up there so long? What the fuck was Oso doing, nigga? Like, God, you gonna let the nigga die?
Yeah, Oso was bugging out. I guess Oso had to neutralize Teddy because he know Teddy is dangerous.
Right. So. But Teddy was handcuffed to the goddamn forklift, man.
Yeah, but they had to do that first before they got Franklin down. It took a second.
Yeah. Well, I thought Franklin was still on the can. I think when he bent down about the gun or something happened and then he kicked the can over. Oh no, that was when the KGB nigga tried to fight him.
Yeah, did he try to fight? Oh, he tried to fight Teddy, right?
No, Teddy was already handcuffed.
Who did he try to fight? He tried to fight Oso?
Oso and the KGB nigga fought.
Right.
Oso killed the KGB nigga.
And did he kill him or did he just hurt him?
No, I think he killed him. He just laid there out of breath or something?
I don't know, because maybe I gotta watch it again, but I looked in if he killed him, he propped him up. Cause I think in the previews, you see the KGB guy kind of seated up, like sitting up. He wasn't like just laid out in a pool of blood. Even though it looked like he banged his head enough times to where he could have killed him, but, you know.
Yeah, I thought he killed the nigga because he ain't make no more moves. He wasn't considering the nigga no more.
He definitely wasn't.
He ain't neutralized the threat. I mean, he just casually got Franklin off on the can again.
Yeah. Franklin was like, yo, my man.
what is we doing? You know? That would have been a horrible waste. The nigga just died.
After the people came to save him, he just died.
On some 6 feet under shit.
Yeah. Oh shit. That's hilarious.
Know what I'm saying? So so now they got Teddy, you know what I'm saying? In the crosshairs, Teddy looking like, oh, Lord. Because Teddy tried to be diabolical. It never works out when you do all that talking and trying to orchestrate your motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, killing.
Tie your motherfucker to the railroad tracks. You know what I'm saying? Do that shit. Just shoot that motherfucker. Yeah, nigga, gonna kill.
Mm-hmm. They got a whole monologue and shit coming with some special serums.
You know what I'm saying? Some old wild ass syringe.
You gonna put a nigga in a noose and shit just for dramatic effect.
I kind of get the fact because he said, you know, he killed his pops. So I understand. Right. But then without somebody also put it out. Shit, Teddy, I mean, as far as we know, Teddy killed his father. So they ain't father for father. Yeah. Right. Oh, we talked about that last week.
Yeah, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, father for father.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah. So, shit, y'all even. That was the thing that he said, look, we even or something. It was crazy to see Franklin try to negotiate his way out of that shit. I'm saying, we cool, right?
Yeah, it'd be crazy as fuck if motherfucking Alton step out on the season finale like, yo, nigga, with some chunkletters and shit, nigga. I've been in Cuba chilling.
Guayabara with a big ass Cuban cigar. Chilling.
The fuck going on?
Yeah, man. I'm curious how they're going to stretch this for these next two episodes.
Well, you know, this whole next episode will be Franklin torturing Teddy. I don't know. Shit.
I guess.
I don't know why, but he's going to be trying to get that $73 million. That's what he's going to be trying to do.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to happen, though.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
But I know if he's going to get it.
We'll see. If anybody get it. Well, even still, I'm curious how that's going to happen. Right. Because, you know, for the shit to go down, Teddy's going to have to be in contact with the people. Teddy's not going to let the people... You know, who knows? We're going to see. This where the writing gets very interesting.
This way it could go power.
It could go real left. Quick. Yeah, it could go left. So I'm invested. We already said I'm committed to it. Whatever it is, two more episodes, we're going to see. But
shit could go big meech real quick.
Yeah, it could get crazy. It could get real leap of faith. What is going to happen? What? So that's what happened? Peaches came through with the 73. Peaches was the one with the 73 men this whole time. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. What let's talk about. Well, go ahead.
I mean, what could have happened? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Remember the mama? And V was like, he had help.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? There's only a certain few motherfuckers that could do it.
Mm-hmm.
She might be plugged in with one of the motherfuckers that could do it.
So about V might be plugged into one
V mama, you know, V mama and V probably still working together. If my theory holds up, they running the long con. The whole shit was a con from the jump.
On the tarmac, that was fake.
Yeah. Okay. That was for dramatic effect so they could split up.
Right.
So she could go do her work.
Right.
Now, she did have the shit from a man safe. I don't know how far that got him. Well, he got him to the answer that they knew that it was somebody he working with. Mm-hmm. Now, V mama is a resourceful motherfucker, probably know the few motherfuckers that could do that type shit and probably has already connected with him. Mm-hmm. That's why they got to split up. You know what I'm saying? She probably finished her reconnaissance while Franklin is throwing a fit. Yeah. And V went back to go ahead and keep him, you know what I'm saying, keep him at bay. You know what I'm saying? She could let her know that everything good, keep doing your work. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't know.
I wouldn't even be mad. I hate to say it. I'm just trying to think what's going to happen. So this next episode, obviously, at this point, we're still in the factory. Whatever. Mm-hmm. They got Teddy chained up. Are they going to move him somewhere, or is it all going to happen in there? KGB, is he dead? If he's dead, all right, bet. What's going to happen with Oso? Is Oso going to, because he got the money. He got the money. He needs Franklin to kill Teddy, though. That's the thing. But is Oso going to get back with homegirl and the kids, or, you know, what's that going to do? You know, like, I'm just curious. Where's the end of this shit? You know, we know Wanda got a spinoff. That's the only person I'm not worried about no more. Wanda, cool. She got a job. She got a spinoff, and she got an apartment. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I liked. Was this the episode? I guess this was the episode at the beginning of it. We see Oso going to the repass.
Right.
I like that shot. That little one shot from the car. through the yard, through the house, to the backyard. I thought that was cool. It was a cool way to kind of show some of the characters, just like in like I guess a naturalistic setting. You know, you see Leon crying. You know what I'm saying? Looked like him and Scully kind of patched shit up. Louis still upset. You know what I'm saying? They had their moment. I'm trying to think what else I saw. I saw that little airbrush Jerome shirt that Einstein had on. Yeah, that was cool. It might have been one or two other things, but I thought that was a cool little shot to start the whole show. I'm trying to think what else happened. I guess after that,
it was just a tick and tock, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, trying to get their shit together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, shit. We covered it.
It is. Let's go. Let's do a quick Succession. What you think?
Well, Succession is right back where they left off, man. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, spoiled brat ass kids trying to make a play as usual. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thinking they gonna outslick the wolf, but you know, they always get outslicked and their feelings hurt. Tom is catching a bad one all the way across the board. Is, you know, he was such a spineless character, you know what I'm saying? Being used by the pops, turned his, you know, switched sides on the wife. And then shit. Now he in a position. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, I won't count Tom out.
I ain't counting him out.
Yeah, yeah. But he's in a bad space, but I think he's probably now, you know, he's probably the most savvy out of all of them. I think them kids don't really know enough. Tom knows enough, and Tom's an outsider, and he's a climber. He's trying to get in.
Right.
You know, he ain't trying to go back to Minnesota.
He going to find him a new protector.
He going to find him something. I think the old heads, even though we had a big turn of events this last episode, we'll talk about that in a second, but I think the older heads like Jerry, Carl, and I forget my man's name, Jerry, Carl, and somebody else, they cool. They older. Yeah. They got their bread. They don't, you know, they kind of golden parachuting.
Like Rome told Jerry, also disrespectfully, we're going to fill your mouth full of gold. Like, goddamn.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Disrespectful,
nigga. That was wild. That was a wild way of just, yeah, that's not how you lay somebody off. That's not how you do it. Yeah.
Yeah, so you got that. I'm waiting to see the move that I think the sleeper is Greg.
Yeah, no, Greg's a bad motherfucker because I think Greg is the one that leaked that shit to the press.
Well, Greg, yeah. Or the bitch that was with her. Oh, yeah, no, she wasn't with him there.
Yeah, but I think that's who he told. I think he might have told her because I think she was a journalist. I believe. I'm not sure. But
Greg got the paperwork on the cruise ships.
Right.
He could sink the whole thing. He got leverage.
Yeah. He know how to use leverage. He had a moment.
And shares. Season.
Yeah. Oh, he has shares, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only reason he in the play.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we got that. I was this last episode was so crazy to me because, I mean, I kind of felt like Logan was going to die, but I thought it was a real bold move to kill him off in just the third episode of the last season.
Right.
You know what I mean? I thought it was kind of cool. I've been listening to the Succession podcast, so Jesse Armstrong was kind of talking about, you know, the traditional, conventional way would have been kind of lead all the way up to, you know, somebody's going to die Succession. So it's like, you know, at some point Logan was going to go down. They could have waited till the very end and it just be this whole dramatic thing and how it goes down or whatever. But he was like, I'd rather shift the narrative now. Like, we've been following Logan. You know, we got the kids. We following the kids. But let's see if Logan dies, let's see how the kids deal with, you know, all that could come with it. You know, how do they deal with it? How do they grieve? How do they position themselves? Do they unify? Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be interesting to kind of see them get almost what they wanted on a certain level, you know? So that's interesting. I thought it was, yeah, like you said, they was acting crazy on this one. That, one of the things I thought was so cool was that one scene where Logan is dying, they're doing the compressions, and he's probably already gone. But Tom is like, yo, we're going to put the phone by him so y'all can talk to him, say what y'all want to say. And they were all so, like, hard-pressed to just, you know what I mean? Like, to really emote, like, bring about any real emotion and shit like that. It was
shit, just 10 minutes ago, they was hating and scheming.
They couldn't stand his ass. They could not stand that motherfucker. And now he gone. Now they like, Daddy, you're going to be okay. I love you, but I can't forgive you. Yeah, it was wild. It was wild. It's hard to root for them because they are so spoiled and entitled, but their performances are so good. They play them roles real well. They play them roles really well. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting, man.
Yeah, we going to see. We going to see what they do.
Yeah. You got any other thoughts on it? Any speculation or what?
Nah, you know, just watching it, man. You know, this shit just got so many topsy-turvy. Like, so it's so layered, you know what I'm saying? Like, the psychology of it all, you know what I'm saying? Connor trying to get married and shit to save his 1%. Like, nigga.
Yeah.
You're still 99% lost, man.
Yeah. That shit is crazy. He gonna spend a whole nother $100 million to keep... You know what I mean? It's like, well, so what's going to happen with the 1%? You know, is it going to go up? No, but we just want to maintain because, you know, when you get below, you know, yeah, that shit was crazy. You get into fractions.
Right.
I so like the kind of line. I mean, this storyline is very tragic, but it's funny, though. You know.
And then he put on that big ass wedding to try to, you know, you know, just not have to pay for the press so he could get press. But ain't nobody really show up like that.
Right. Pops died. Who wasn't going to be there anyway? So he stole the whole show.
Pops stole the show. You marry it. What's she, an escort?
She's an escort.
Yeah, so you marrying an escort. I don't even know how that's, you know what I'm saying?
She kept it 100 with her. Play. She kept it 100. It's like, yo, are you marrying me for my money? She took a pause. It was like, you know, money's good. You know, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not leaving yet. Damn.
She got that nigga on the string.
Hell yeah. What you gonna do? But he had that thing where he was like, you know, I'm used to family not loving me. Right. So I don't really look for love.
Right.
I could survive without it. That shit was sad. But I was like, damn. Yeah,
to his ass. Walked in that house and seen his love laying in the bed. He was happier than a motherfucker. He needed that shit.
Curled right up with him.
Shit. Yeah, that nigga jumped in that spoon so fast. Nigga didn't even take the suit off, nigga. That nigga might have still had his shoes on, nigga. Yeah. He was still so happy. Talking all that bullshit to you, to your peoples, nigga.
He wanna go home and cry alone.
Fake love is shit. Any love is better than no love for him. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's fake. Lie to it, make it sound fly to him, nigga. He gonna spoon up, baby.
Damn. Oh, man. So that's that, man. Succession. Yeah, we might fold that in. See what's what. Shit. Ready to transform?
Yes, sir. We did that.
Let's get up out of here. Get up out of here. Till next time. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. We going.